Some 60 million people have moved to the United States from around the world since 1965. That's the year President Lyndon Johnson signed a landmark immigration bill. The law transformed America into a truly multicultural nation. NPR's Tom Gelton is bringing us some of those immigrant stories. Today, a devout Muslim from Libya who preaches his love for America.
Many immigrant groups have faced hostility. The Irish did in their time, Jews did, Italians did, and now Muslim immigrants. At the Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Northern Virginia, the Friday sermons often touch on conditions faced by American Muslims.
In this season of elections where bigotry and hatred for Islam has become rampant.
There's a lay preacher this day, Dr. Isam Omish, a surgeon at a nearby hospital. He preaches often on the role of Islam in American society.
It will take us, the Muslims in America, to be the ones that stand for what Islam stands for.
Omish sees a contradiction in America. Muslim immigrants like himself encounter prejudice here, but also find political and religious freedom. His parents brought him to America at the age of 15 from Libya. Everybody there is Muslim, but it was only here in America that Omish was inspired by Islam and where he found support for that inspiration.
The main reason why I love America more than anything else, and I consider it to be home for me and for my children, is not just because I've lived here for as long as I have. It's more because it nurtures what I believe defines me as an individual, which is my Islam.
This mainly Christian country could nurture his Islam, Omish says, because it allows people to pursue their own identities.
You're seeing how people interact with their own set of ideas, whether it's religious or whether it's this and that. And so you're constantly re-examining your own and seeing how you're going to fit them in the greater scheme of things.
Omish started U.S. high school with barely any English, but graduated on time with high honors. He thanks his teachers. He credits his principal for supporting his push for a Muslim student group. After high school, he went to Georgetown University, a Jesuit school.
I remember my first course in college, in addition to my biology and chemistry, because I was going into pre-med, was a course called The Problem of God. I'm like, what the heck? And the professor was a Jesuit who was very much questioning his own faith, if you may.
It was that support for free thinking that sold Omish on America. He had permission here to dig into Islam, freedom he would not have found in some other countries. The woman he married was also a devout Muslim, also from Libya. Their two daughters, now in college, are also observant, also free thinkers. Anwar, now at Harvard, was politically active in high school and sometimes challenged her father's U.S. patriotism.
My dad, he's an immigrant, right? He came, he did the whole American dream thing, whatever, but...
She draws the line at conventional notions of American exceptionalism.
Yeah, so when you're like, oh, America's like the greatest country on earth and whatever, first of all, I see like kind of a... It's like an implicit racism in that. Like, why do you think you're better than everybody else?
After high school, Anwar spent a year in Jordan studying Islam. There she found herself sympathizing with Christians. Having been a Muslim in America, she's sensitive to what a religious minority faces. And she challenged stereotypes.
You know, a lot of these people have a very negative view of the United States. And so I'd be like, you know, life in the U.S. is actually not that bad. And so I'd end up defending America. And I'd be like, this is so strange for me because I am the opposite at home.
Where she's quick to criticize her country or most anything else. Her father emphasizes this freedom. 5 years ago, he actually ran for public office, competing unsuccessfully for a seat in the Virginia legislature, emphasizing his American values. In his sermons, complaining about some candidate like Donald Trump or Ben Carson saying bad things about Islam, it's not so much that such comments are anti-Muslim as anti-American.
Because he's transgressing everything foundational about what America is. Not just about what we worry about as a community or... It is about fundamentally what this country is.
To him, America is or should be about inclusion. Immigrants like Omish don't and can't fit the white European mold that prevailed in this country 50 years ago, but they have embraced what they believe to be the key American values. The country has already become multicultural, given immigration trends that will only grow more diverse, and these new Americans want to share in their country's identity. Tom Gelton, NPR News.
Our colleague Tom Gelton is bringing us these immigrant profiles from his new book, A Nation of Nations.